In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Welcome to the First News Now Monday newscast brought to you by First United Bank. We have a number of things to get to. A lot of sports this week with basketball playoff action going on. SEC tournament getting ready to get underway. But first, let's talk about a little news. I don't have all of the details yet, but a story I've been working on for the last few days and we'll have in the Crittenden Press in an upcoming issue is the fact that the Kentucky Transportation Department is going to be taking over Country Club Drive and Industrial Drive. That's a request the city of Marion has been making for many years, wanting the state to take over that stretch of roadway that goes from US 60 west over to 641 on the south side of Marion. It'll basically turn that into something of a truck route. 18-wheelers have been prohibited from traveling that for several years now, but the issue at the intersection of Main Street and US 60 has become a real problem. In fact, it's been a continuing problem. Those big trucks have a hard time making that turn, and they're also destroying the road there where they come to a stop. So at the behest of Marion City officials, eventually that Country Club Drive and Industrial Drive will turn into a cutoff, basically a bypass around town. Now again, I don't have all the details at this time, but I'm continuing to gather information and we'll have all of that to you very soon. The Crittenden County Board of Education approved several measures during its most recent meeting, including funding for lockers in the new middle school addition, a technology grant application, and bonds for an energy savings project. Rick Carter, a Marion resident, addressed the board regarding the timing of yearbook distribution, a concern he has raised previously. Superintendent Tanya Driver explained that a student survey was conducted on the matter, with 90% of the students favoring later delivery in order to include events like prom and graduation in the yearbooks. Carter also raised concerns about unsold yearbooks from the past 20 years, which are now being sold at a local hardware store, some with students' names engraved on them. In other business, the board approved applying for a Department of Agriculture Rural Utility Service grant worth up to $1 million to improve distance learning. If awarded, the grant would enhance dual credit opportunities with Madisonville Community College. The board also authorized a $72,933 change order for the middle school addition project, a resolution to sell $3.5 million in general obligation bonds for the district's energy savings project, and an agreement to continue the Jobs for America's Graduates program at the high school while introducing it at the middle school as well. Some upcoming meetings to tell you about so you can begin to get prepared. The Marion City Council will meet 1 week from today. That is Monday, March 17th, 5 p.m. The Fredonia City Council will meet the same night, that's on March 17th, at 7 p.m. at City Hall. And the Marion Tourism and Recreation Commission will meet at 8:30 a.m. next week on Tuesday. That will be on March 18th at the Marion Welcome Center. And down in Salem, the City Council will meet at 5 p.m. next Tuesday, March 18th at Deer Lake's Meeting Room. If trivia is your game, the Crittenden County Public Library is inviting you to test your knowledge starting at 7 p.m. Friday, that's this Friday, March 14th, at a green trivia event. Participants can bring a team or compete individually, with all questions centered around the theme of green. Anyone interested in participating is encouraged to RSVP by calling 270-965-3354. And in some other library news, Regina Merrick has been rehired as the librarian. Regina was previously the librarian before the most recent librarian resigned, and now Regina has been filling in during the interim, but has been offered the position permanently and has agreed to take it. Additionally, Tabby Tinsley is back at the library, and she will be the children's librarian starting this week. Now we're going to take a quick break, brought to you by Patriot Tours. That's Dennis Hodge and Wayne Winters, two local folks who own that charter bus company.
Patriot Tours, we're pretty excited. We're getting ready to take a veterans tour to Frankfort. We wanted to do this since we started with the motor coach company. But we're taking a group of veterans on April 17th, and Package Farm Supply is going to be feeding breakfast, and Lone Star Construction is going to be feeding lunch. We're going to go to see the Vietnam Memorial in Frankfort, and then we've got another surprise farm that we're not going to reveal just yet. All the details are confirmed, and then we're going to bring them back. So. Especially the Vietnam guys didn't get the proper send-off or return that they deserve. May really change that for every generation after that, and we're all appreciative. So anything we can do for veterans is going to be a positive, and then it's just exciting for us. The other thing we have coming up is everybody loves Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge, so we have a trip coming up to Pigeon Forge in late April, and we've already sign-ups are going good. We've had several people sign up for that, and there's on our Facebook site, you can check it out, or you can check it out at the Crip Press or the Overt. It tells all about it, and then we will to get signed up, really all you got to do is just call me, 270-704-0643. Check out the Crip Press, or check out our Facebook site at patriotstewards.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. Now, the trip to Frankfort is April 17th. That's a one-day trip, right? They leave early on the 17th and return back that night?
Yeah, we leave early on the 17th. We leave at 7:30 right there from Fredonia, across packages at our bus garage. And it's a totally free trip. We're sponsoring the transportation, and other people are sponsoring the meals, as we've before noted. And, so it'll just be a one-day trip, and our estimated time of return is probably somewhere around 6 or 7 p.m.
In local obituaries, Elizabeth Ann Baker, 69, of the Mexico community in Crittenden County, died March 5th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Betty Joanne Kennis, age 85, passed away Thursday, March 6th. Boyd Funeral Directors and Cremation Services is in charge of arrangements. Betty Morgan, 98, of Salem, passed away March 8th at Salem Spring Lake Health and Rehabilitation Center. Boyd Funeral Directors is also in charge of those arrangements. And if you noticed over the weekend, the flags at half staff at local government buildings. It was in memorial to Don Perry, a former deputy and longtime employee of Gilbert Funeral Home. His funeral was on Saturday. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling. Buying scrap metal right now. Well, local basketball came to an end over the weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. But coming up today, this afternoon, at Marion Crittenden County Park, the high school baseball and softball teams will get underway with their seasons. They will have a couple of scrimmages. The Lady Rockets will scrimmage Union County starting at 5 p.m., and the Rockets will host Madisonville for a pregame tune-up at 5:30 p.m. Free admission to both of those games. Come out and see what your local softball and baseball teams look like this season. And while we're talking about baseball and softball, I'll go ahead and let you in on something. The softball season opens up next week, the regular season, and many of you know that my part-time gig is the high school softball coach. So starting next week, I'm going to have to cut back my podcast to 2 days a week in order to meet that schedule that is demanded of me through the softball position. So we will have, instead of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll have podcasts on Monday and Thursday starting next week. And we'll keep that up for a couple of months through the spring until I can get this softball season behind me. Then we'll be back to full strength with 3 days a week on the podcast. I hope all you fine listeners will understand that. Thank you. And in local playoff basketball action over the weekend, Lady Rockets fell to Henderson County 66-31 in the second region championship game. It was a great run for the Lady Rockets. Most of you who follow their successes this season already know that they were eliminated from the tournament. One win away from getting to the Sweet 16 and being able to play at Rupp Arena. Of course, the Lady Rockets had a great year, won over 20 games. They won the All-A Classic Regional Championship and got to the semifinals of that state tournament. So congratulations to Coach Shannon Hodge. In her 33rd season, she has taken the team to the regional championship game now three times in her career, and it was the fourth time that the team had been there in history. They'd gotten to the regional championship back in the 70s, in the early days of girls basketball, but they've now been there two of the last three seasons. So now the entire Lady Rocket basketball team will return next year, and I know there's a whole lot of folks who think they have a shot to make even more noise in 2025-26. As that regional tournament came to a close last week, three players from Crittenden County were named to the all-region tournament team: Anna Boone, Jordan Hodge, and Elliot Evans. Coach Shannon Hodge will be recognized this week in the Sweet 16 action up at Rupp Arena. She will be presented her Regional Coach of the Year honor. This is the third time she has been awarded that recognition in her long and illustrious career. Now, the SEC basketball tournament opens this week. The first round games will be played on Wednesday, with South Carolina taking on Arkansas, Texas playing Vanderbilt, Mississippi State will take on LSU, and Oklahoma and Georgia will play. Kentucky got a first round bye, and they will play the winner of that Oklahoma-Georgia game. That game will be on Thursday. Kentucky's start time will be 8:30 p.m. Also receiving first round byes are Ole Miss, Texas, and Missouri. The SEC's top teams this season, Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, and Alabama, each received a bye through the first two rounds of that SEC tournament. Now, all those games will be played at Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena. The semifinals are set for Saturday, and the championship game will be on Sunday. And in one more college basketball note, Murray State University has confirmed that Steve Prohm has stepped down as head basketball coach of the Racers. The news comes after ESPN broke the story just before the weekend. Prohm's departure follows a 16-17 season and back-to-back losing campaigns in the Missouri Valley Conference. This is his second stint at Murray State. This time he's compiled a record of 45-52. Just could not find the magic that he had in his first run with Murray State back from 2011 to 2015, when Murray State dominated the Ohio Valley Conference under his leadership, winning four straight regular season titles and making one NCAA tournament appearance. Now, when Prohm left Murray State that first time, he went to Iowa State and guided the Cyclones to three NCAA tournament appearances before a winless Big 12 campaign in 2021 ended his departure there. Then he returned to Murray State in 2022. And lastly, we want to wish good luck to Taylor Guess and her Lindsey Wilson basketball team, which is headed to New Orleans this week for the NAIA National Tournament to face number 15 William Carey of Mississippi. That tournament gets underway on Friday. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch you on Wednesday. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.